But let's talk about Small Business Saturday. Coming up this Saturday, you can head to Perch Co-working Studios on South Greensboro Street for their annual holiday handmade market. And there are a ton of terrific businesses, small businesses around Carrboro, where you can do a lot of great shopping year-round, but especially as we head into the holiday season. So with all of that in mind, let us welcome three special guests to the studio. From left to right on your radio dial, we've got Catherine Palumba, who is with Womancraft Gifts. Catherine, thanks for being here today.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
And kind of just across the parking lot from her, from Cameron's, another great business right at the 300 East Main Street development. We've got Bridget Pemberton Smith. Bridget, good to be with you today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And I mentioned Perch Co-working Studios doing their holiday handmade market on Saturday. We've got Betsy Elbogen from Perch Studios here as well. Betsy, how are you?
Thanks for having us.
So, okay, this is part of Carrboro Cheer, so this conversation sponsored by the town of Carrboro. I just gave the 10-second speech about Small Business Saturday and what it's going to entail. But Catherine, let me start with you. Small Business Saturday, what all does it include in Carrboro and what's happening at Womancraft?
Well, we're really getting geared up for the holidays. We have we've been in business for about 50 years, and everything we have is local and handmade. So some of the ladies that are members of Womancraft, they do really special things for the holidays, like gourds that look like cats and fish, and Christmas tree skirt made out of ties, and just very clever,
nice,
original things. So, you know, we're just excited to have the public come and see some of the things that we have to offer.
Do the gourds look like cats before or only after the process?
I'd say after.
After, yeah. What is the most popular holiday item that you've got at Womancraft? I know there's so much cool stuff. It probably varies from day to day, I'm
sure.
Well,
we try to gear up and have a lot of holiday things. But we're a traditional gift store, so a lot of the people that come in are you know, they admire the Christmas things, but they're there to buy a gift. So I would say we sell quite a bit of jewelry, because that's a traditional gift. We sell lots of pottery. We have really nice glass items. So we just have a whole selection of things. The last couple of years, we've had the Chapel Hill Woodturners doing things for us, and their products are really popular.
Yeah.
Wooden pens and pepper mills, and just kind of unique things.
So. Like really unique things that you can't find at any, you mentioned jewelry. You can go to Womancraft and find something there that you will literally not be able to find anywhere
else. They are really different things.
Who are some of the artists that you have working for you?
Well, it's a co-op.
Right.
So we have 26 members, and every member does a shift. So one shift, they double up, but we're covering this store during the week. So each person works once a week.
Okay.
And so that's a lot of names, but I would say one of our best-selling jewelers is Pam Swinney, who lives in Durham. Almost everybody is local. We have Gina Boyle, who does very interesting work with mosaics and things. I mentioned the Chapel Hill Woodturners. Mm-hmm. We have several people doing. Jackie Wiggins does glass for us. you're gonna have 23 people mad at me.
I didn't mean to put you on that spot.
Into my mind.
Yeah.
Douglas Odom does these beautiful. She does seminal patchwork on a number of items and woven baskets, and Sue Copcon does interesting fabric things. And they're just really unique.
Are you not going to be able to name all 26?
No, but I can't.
I
think I got
Woman
about
Craft,
six or seven.
Yeah, that was good. With no notes at all, like right off the top of your head. That was
but
good.
Thank you for asking.
Yeah, no,
they're
it's
a really great bunch.
So
and they
much.
All, you know, they're all really committed and. You know, it's very nice.
So much great stuff. So that's Womancraft. Let me turn to Bridget Pemberton Smith, who is right there in the same spot, Cameron's, which is another amazing store in downtown Carrboro. And Bridget, tell us what you got going for the holiday season and for Small Business Saturday.
Well, the big thing for Small Business Saturday that I want to make sure everybody knows about is that we've corralled so many businesses in Carrboro to be a part of it, and they've all sent in specials. So we're going to actually have a kickoff party on the lawn of Weaver Street from 8:30 to 10
awesome.
Saturday morning, and we're going to be handing out these great canvas bags for Small Business Saturday, filled with swag, and then also two sheets full of specials from all the restaurants and stores in Carrboro. We got 30 businesses participating. And I mean, it's interesting to look around Carrboro because it's primarily small businesses, local small businesses. And, you know, with 30 different specials, that wasn't even, you know, all of them. That's just some of the businesses. But there's some great deals to be had. So we really are trying to encourage people to come and spend the entire day in Carrboro, you know, get some brunch, do some shopping, get some dinner, have a drink, you know, whatever you want. You'll get specials nearly everywhere you go.
Yeah, we talk about Small Business Saturday, like sort of leading into the holiday season, because Black Friday is on Friday and Small Business Saturday is the opportunity to really focus on and patronize small businesses as opposed to just doing the Target, Walmart, Amazon kind of thing. So Small Business Saturday is terrific for holiday shopping, but yeah, restaurants, bars, there are so many great small businesses in Carrboro that you can just spend the whole day, and you get the bag at Weaver Street, so you can go around and do your shopping, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
Awesome. Specials.
Yep, and there's so many specials. I mean, at least 30 different ones, and some really great ones. I'm not going to give them away because I want the suspense to build and people to show up Saturday morning and get their bag. If for some reason you can't get there right at Saturday morning, we'll have extra sheets of the specials at Cameron, so you can stop by there and pick them up.
Speaking with Bridget Pemberton-Smith of Cameron's, you also heard from Catherine Palumba from Woman Craft Gifts, Betsy L. Bogan from Perch Studios, waiting patiently. We'll get to the holiday handmade market at Perch Studios in just a minute, but Bridget, I wanted to ask you and Catherine as well. Small Business Saturday has been going on for a few years. It was American Express, right, that's kind of started it up and really launched it nationwide. But it's been going, it's been growing. How important is a day like this for a local small business? You know, you talk about the big retailers and how they gear up all year long for Black Friday. How important is Small Business Saturday?
Well, I know
it's
Cameron's.
A big day.
Yeah, Cameron's historically, before they really started promoting Small Business Saturday, we would have bigger sales on Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday was sort of a softer day for us. But now that they've really been promoting Small Business Saturday, our Saturday sales have just grown exponentially, and it's a really strong day for us. And it's also, it's a great celebration. I mean, people come in and they make a point of saying, I'm here because it's Small Business Saturday. And we love that support. I mean, we love our customers, and it's nice to get that sort of cheerleading going on at the beginning of the holiday season.
Yeah, that's really cool.
It is
Catherine,
kind of like a kickoff day. And you are right, it's a bigger day for us now than Black Friday.
Mm-hmm. Probably the whole weekend, though, right?
And
like
everyone
getting
Black
out
Friday
and getting their holiday shopping
done. Yeah. The Small Business Saturday is the better of the two days. Yeah.
So your opportunity to head out any day, but Small Business Saturday in particular, because it's part of Carrboro Cheer. What did you say, 8:30 to 10 on Weaver Street Lawn?
Exactly.
So head there in the morning and pick up your tote bag, your swag, your list of specials, and head all over Carrboro all day long. And definitely don't miss the Holiday Handmade Market, which is at Perch Co-Working Studios on South Greensboro Street, just down the road from Woman Craft and Cameron's. And for that, we turn to Betsy L. Bogan. So tell us about the handmade market. What's it going to entail?
Well, this is our fourth year doing the market, and we have 16 vendors. They're local vendors, makers, and most of them have been coming every year to this market. So it's outdoor and indoor. The majority of the market is outdoors, and then we have a few makers that are inside. And they have some great stuff. We have terrariums, we have jewelry, we have knitted items, we have illustrations, we have dog candles. So we have something for everyone at the market.
That's really cool. And it's from 9 to 1, right?
Yeah, 9 to 1. And if people, you know, we stay open later if people are, you know, coming by. But we notice a lot of people actually start out at the Carrboro Farmers Market and then come to us.
Yeah.
And then kind of weave their way through over to where you all are. So
weaver their way through.
Weaver.
Yeah, well, it's not Thanksgiving without a pun. I'm
right,
sorry.
I didn't even mean to do that.
But so Perch Studios, I wouldn't go that far. But so Perch Studios, perchstudios.net, by the way, for more info on Perch Studios, which is a co-working space that's open all year long, and a lot of really cool businesses use it. How many of the vendors who are going to be there on Saturday work with you year-round?
So actually, none of them actually work at Perch because we don't have any space for them. But they, a few of them, how I got into this was one of the makers was friends with one of our Second Friday artists. And so that's how we kind of got connected doing a market. So
it's just amazing, like one connection can lead to such a big thing.
Right.
So you've been doing this for 3 years already. How big is it?
Yes. And so every year people want to more and more people want to participate. But our space is we don't have big space, and the parking lot isn't that big either. So really we have to like curate it and narrow it down. So like I said, there's only 16 makers that will be at this market.
But 16 really, really, really good people.
Yes, we've handpicked them, and they come year after year, so they're very dedicated, and they love it. And so I'm glad to hear that it's good weather.
It's going to be beautiful, right? So 65 and sunny. How much better can that possibly be, right?
Right.
So again, perchstudios.net for more info on Perch Studios in general, but also the Holiday Handmade Market from 9 to 1. Head to Weaver Street Market, Weaver Street Lawn from 8:30 to 10. Get all of the info, the tote bag, the swag, the list of specials. Go around Carrboro all day long for Small Business Saturday. Check out Womancraft. Check out Cameron's. Farmer's Market also going on the same morning. So all over downtown Carrboro, there's a lot to be had. Catherine, Bridget, Betsy, what else do people need to know? Catherine and Bridget, where can people go to find out more information about Womancraft and Cameron's?
Oh, well, we have a website, womancraftgifts.com.
And we also have a website, www.camerons-gallery.com. And also our Facebook page has a lot of great information on it, too. That's where we have the whole event about Small Business Saturday posted.
So. Yeah. Anything else that people need to know before they get ready to head out on Saturday morning?
One thing I think I'll just mention, a lot of people think of Carver and think the parking is kind of few and far between, but we actually do have quite a bit of parking. If you're shopping at Carmel Mall, they have a good parking lot. East Main Square has a parking deck, which is free for 4 hours.
The deck is a godsend, yes.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know about it. It's sort of a hidden secret, but you can park there and, you know, walk down into Carver, spend a whole lot of time. So don't let the parking myth of scarcity scare you, because
the parking deck is great. You can almost always find a space. You can pretty much always find a space there. I think Carrboro Music Festival Day is the only day when I have trouble finding space there. And there's also I hate to ever mention it on the air, but there's a parking lot on West Weaver Street, like right across from Mercado, which always has space, and it's not big. So it's my secret parking space that I can always go and find space if I'm heading that way. So I hate to say it on the air. So no one ever park there. Just leave that one space open for me. But yeah, parking is actually plentiful in Carrboro if you know where to look, and that deck is great.
Yes.
Yeah. And again, Carrboro Cheer going on for 5 weeks, and this is week 3 of it, right? So there's 2 more weeks, come, a couple more events beyond that as we get into December. But Small Business Saturday, 8:30 at Weaver Street Lawn for the kickoff event. 9 to 1 is the Holiday Handmade Market at Perch Co-working Studios. Head to the Carrboro Farmers Market early in the morning and get your supplies there, and head all over the town of Carrboro, because we care so much about the values that define this community, and one of them is buying local and promoting local businesses, and this is a great day for it. Catherine Palumba, Bridget Pepperton-Smith, Betsy Albokin, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.